Crews in the White Mountains will spend the summer repairing the oldest hiking trail in continuous use in America. Crawford Path has carried countless hikers to the summit of Mount Washington for nearly 200 years and endured a lot of wear and tear along the way. Now, it's getting a badly needed facelift to mark the White Mountain National Forest's 100th birthday. NHPR's Annie Ropeek got a guided tour of the trail and has this story.
Before you can set out on Crawford Path, you have to climb some stairs, steep stairs made of big rocks at the edge of an Appalachian Mountain Club parking lot.
Probably about like one third of the rock is actually showing. So like two thirds is probably below. So what you see is actually just a small part of it. And these little rocks that look little are actually very big mostly. Yeah. If you can carry a rock, like if I can carry one person can carry a rock, it's usually not big enough. Even if I'm really strong.
This is Andy Welch, the Assistant Recreation Program Leader for the U.S. Forest Service in the White Mountains. He says his work on keeping trails in tip-top shape is part of a long tradition.
Part of the skill set that's really hard, that tacit knowledge that's hard to like write down, is the experience of how to set a rock correctly. If it's wiggling when you set it, it's not set. It's gonna walk out eventually. So if we all these rocks we can jump on, we can move, we can probably hit with a car, some of them, and they're not going anywhere. Yeah.
Behind him, District Trails Manager Kristen Bailey is staple gunning a laminated sign to the post that marks the Crawford Path trailhead. It tells hikers that part of the trail is already closed for repairs, miles from here, up above the tree line where the delicate alpine habitat takes over.
You know, if they want the trail to be there, then they just need to work with us and respect our judgment and just skip that 0.7 miles.
Right. And the
it'll be there when they come back and right. It's open.
Yeah, very careful. Andy, you go first in your bright yellow shirt.
Yeah, I know.
The mountain road is already pretty busy with spring traffic. We hurry across, past the edge of the woods, and on to Crawford Path. Right away, Andy points out a little row of boulders across the trail. It's called a rock water bar.
We're moving water from the trail as it sheds water. We want to get it off.
Kristen is staple gunning again as Andy digs a toe into the leaves and mud behind the rock bar.
So this has been cleaned pretty recently, but all this stuff here came down from up there. So as it washes, the idea is that both it breaks up that trail shed kind of watershed. So rather than have like a big gully washer ripping down the trail, these break up the force of that water and also trap material.
Let me translate that. This trail is a path of least resistance for people and for water. The ground on the trail is packed tight from foot traffic, so runoff has nowhere to go but straight down. These bars slow that flow and funnel it off underground that can absorb it. Trail workers clean out the bars a couple times a year. And now that I'm looking, I can see this kind of rock engineering all over Crawford Path. This trail is practically made of rocks, many of them placed just so. Border walls to keep hikers on the trail, stairs to stop a slope from wearing away, and water bars every 50 or 100 feet. We can also hear a waterfall getting closer as we climb the rocky trail through the trees. Matt Smith is with us, too. He's the acting head of the new White Mountain Trail Collective. He says it brings together big historic groups like the Appalachian Mountain Club and the Forest Service with smaller local clubs to try a new approach to cooperative long-term trail maintenance.
We don't look at trails as infrastructure. We do annual grants, and we get a tiny amount of dollars to do work that has to be done in a three-month work window. When hospitals and schools are looking at their infrastructure with a 25-year master plan, that's how we have to start looking at the national forest, and we have to start getting the resources behind it to actually get the work done more effectively.
This summer, they'll use a $150,000 grant from REI to divide and conquer a restoration blitz on all 8-plus miles of Crawford Path. Kristen Bailey says they can't usually afford to do more than a few weeks of chipping away at mounting trail problems. In fact, she can barely remember the last time Crawford had serious work done. It might have been 2011 after Hurricane Irene.
And everything just stops, and we can't even do the Band-Aid approach. Now we have to, you know, go into triage mode and close trails and just inspect stuff. And that's really when this whole thing kind of got started. That was the first time all the partners got together and were like, wow, maybe we need to start looking at things differently.
The federal government bought the first land for the White Mountain National Forest 100 years ago this week. Crawford Path is nearly twice that old. It was first cleared in 1819 by North Country entrepreneur Abel Crawford and his son Ethan Allen to take people and later horses up Mount Washington. Abel was the first guy to summit the mountain on horseback at age 75. And through all this history, through the start of the Appalachian Mountain Club and the National Forest, through the Great Depression, through two world wars, all that time, trail work was mostly about clearing vegetation and blazing trees. Andy says it wasn't until the 1970s that things started to change. Maintenance is more sophisticated now, but there's less money for it, and the trail is taking a greater beating from more destructive storms and more users than ever all year round, now with their trekking poles and bikes and dogs.
All those sort of factors coalesce into what's happening here, which is a trail that's highly erosive, requires a lot of maintenance, and is going to continue to be unstable until either someone fixes it or it gets to bedrock.
And it's going to require ongoing maintenance forevermore.
About half a mile up Crawford Path, we come to a worn wooden bridge over that wide waterfall tumbling down the length of the trail. Kristen crouches down to check it out.
What'd you see under there?
Oh, I was just looking at the construction. I was trying to figure out if they, it looks like they drilled into the rock. I'm sure they picked this spot because of these good-sized rocks on either side as like natural abutments. They didn't have to install anything.
This bridge needs repairs that the Forest Service can't afford to make on its own. That's where the Trail Collective comes in. They can drum up volunteers, donations, and just understanding of how, Kristen says, hiking is about more than the selfie at the summit. It's also about stewardship.
Yeah, I think people just don't know. It's not that their intentions are bad. You know, I take selfies, you know? It's not... it's just a lack of knowledge and awareness, and I think that's the big goal. And skills, yep. You know, and sharing skills and making sure we, you know, keep these primitive skills that we still need out here alive and well.
They hope that message will come from the trail crews who will spread out on Crawford Path this summer, hoisting rocks on pulleys, clearing brush, and digging new stairs and gutters.
When 1,000 people plus a day, sometimes 1,000 people, probably an hour, coming on this trail, walk across 50 people doing work. If they don't get the message that this takes work and carry that forward, then we've done something wrong.
Yeah, we're going to make them trip over the trail workers. That'll show them.
Yeah. If you have to walk around a bunch of, like, yeah, sweaty, smelly trail workers.
As we head back down the path, Kristen keeps bolting off the trail as her colleagues point out rocks they might want to remember for use this summer.
That looked broken.
Oh, so should we grab it?
I think that if you peel away some of the moss, you might find that it's fractured enough to yank some pieces out.
And they're scouting for volunteers. Back near the trailhead, we come upon a big group of hikers just setting out for an Appalachian Mountain Club hut up near the tree line. Kate Gaverty of Keene is among them.
What happened?
This trail is 200 years old next year, and it's being reworked. This year and next year,
it's
top
the
to
oldest,
bottom.
The oldest continuously used hiking trail in the country.
That's so cool.
And you guys
are now part
of history.
We
were just looking for some history. So this is perfect.
Kate says she and her friends hike in to spend the night in the forest a couple times a year. She says she loves being out here with no phone, no computer, just the woods and a mountain.
I feel like I can just be free and just do whatever I want, and it's so peaceful. Wind, you don't have to worry about anything. I love it.
Yeah, go ahead. Thanks, guys.
Her group takes some volunteering info from Matt and Andy as we part ways. It's one small step toward making sure this trail will be here, cared for, into the next century. For Word of Mouth, I'm Annie Ropeek.